Good morning.
Good morning, Sister.
As I'm sure nobody has missed, the weather is turning colder. And clearly fall is either on the way or already here. And soon behind that will be winter. And I don't know why, but for me, it's always been this way, especially since I got involved with meditation practices, that I naturally start to turn inward this time of the year. I notice I become more quiet, sit more. And during the years that I have been sitting, Zen practice has awakened in me a deep appreciation for silence. I love the summer. I love to be outdoors. I love to be athletic. You know, it's a very active, outgoing time. For some reason, as soon as the weather changes, all of a sudden I find my energy being drawn inward. I don't know how true that is for you guys. Yeah. So you hear me, as we used to say. You hear me, man. So as I was saying, during the years that I've been sitting, Zen practice has awakened in me a deep appreciation for silence, so much so that when I became a teacher, I was given the Dharma name Genjo, which means original silence. Also, as I've mentioned recently, Sensei Ray Cicchetti of the Empty Bowl Zendo in Marstown and I, longtime friends, and Ray, as many of you know, was part of this Zendo many, many years ago, have been talking more about doing more teaching together and bringing our sanghas together more often. And in fact, there will be a Zazen Kai at the Empty Bowl Zendo, which Ray and I will co-lead on Saturday, November the 9th. I think it goes from 7:30 to 1. And it's posted up there on the corkboard if anybody is interested. But I encourage you to join us and help us participate in making a bigger community of Zen practitioners. Also in February, Ray and I will co-lead a retreat at the Garrison Institute, which is upstate New York, right on the Hudson River across from West Point. And it goes from Wednesday, February 12th to Sunday, February 16th. And the retreat is entitled Bare Bones Winter Sesshin, which relates to what I've been talking about. Because to me, silence is about getting down to the bare bones of practice. Bare bones meaning the bottom line, the essence. In a way, it means putting the books about Zen and the philosophy back on the shelf for a while and just sitting quietly. Now, this is not making a statement or an argument about speech being better than silence or silence being better than speech, I guess. But it's just a surrender to this time of year, to this call for silence in this present moment. This past week, I read an interview with novelist, poet, and civil rights activist Alice Walker in the Shambhala Sun. And as a child, she spent much of her time alone, communing with nature in Georgia, where she grew up. As a result, she cultivated a deep, if not divine, relationship with the natural world. Later in life, as she continued her spiritual journey, she encountered Buddhism, and in particular, a poem by Basho, which she said expressed the heart of her relationship with nature as a young child. It's a four-line poem, a little bit longer than a haiku. Sitting quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. I was so happy to find this poem again because it speaks to me to that original silence, that deep part of my own spiritual experience. This poem, I see, has two parts. The first is sitting quietly, doing nothing. Basho is not talking about being idle or lazy. He's expressing that profound state of mind when the mind is empty, still, and silent. In this state of mind, we are much more likely to see things just as they are. If you sit with this, you realize this simple act of being silent is revolutionary. It brings about an upheaval which changes our fundamental relationship to ourselves and the world around us. The second part of the poem, spring comes and grass grows by itself, Basho is expressing to me a complete acceptance of impermanence complete acceptance of the natural way of things. It's in silence that we can learn to live in harmony with things as they are. As we're seeing, autumn comes, and the leaves fall on their own. And living in harmony, we don't complain, we just rake. So as we move into fall and then winter, I hope you'll join me in a deeper exploration of silence, allowing our minds to become quiet and all our senses to connect with what's around us. And in the spirit of this, I had a day at work of all places where I had haiku just flowing through me. So I wrote them down. I figured I'd share them. Because to me, in a way, it's an expression of where they come from is silence. And what they do is put us in connection with our senses, a way of being in connection with the world. The mind is still, and for the very first time, early morning zazen, incense smoke wafts upward, a new breath. Before sunrise, entering the full zendo, the smell of sandalwood. Walking in the woods, surprised by a full moon, we can only stare. A late summer breeze shatters the full moon floating on the pond. When the wind stops, a crescent moon appears on the lake. A terrible fight, confused, offended, angry. I realize it's me. Counting my breaths, excited when I reach 10. Just go back to 1. And from the old master, Basho, I love this one. Ancient pond, frog jumps in,